For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony and I went out to Damon College, where Musical Fair is housed. Fabulous theater with a wonderful bar. And
you picked up on that.
Well,
it's my favorite theater bar. I just love it there. It's one of the only remodels I've ever seen where the reality exceeds the artist's rendering. I just think it's beautiful there. And then we saw the Andrews Sisters musical, The Sisters of Swing.
A lot of high energy, a great local talent, and once again, I just was bowled over by a lot of talent still coming out of Niagara University long after Brother Toey has retired. They seem to have a lock on producing good actors.
They do produce a lot of actors. A lock, UB and my own beloved Buffalo State, but a lot of theirs do stay local and work, and they are very, very good. Wendy Hall, of course, a California import, but she stayed. The review itself is, well, the whole point of this show is to get to the songs already.
24 songs in a little over 2 hours.
And a lot of get-intas, you know, those little scenes that get you into the songs.
Right, right. And, you know, as in most of these, the Andrews Sisters, their story, it isn't all just wonderful. But it's not depressing. It's not a tell-all. It's still a lot of fun.
Yes. I went hunting, you know, after seeing the show, the way you do on YouTube. And there's a YouTube video of the Andrews Sisters on a television spot with the Supremes.
No.
Where the Andrews Sisters sing all the Supreme songs and the Supremes sing all the Andrews Sisters songs. Look for it. It's fabulous.
Well, now that's great. At last, a reason for the internet other than cat videos. Now, in the interest of high culture, we both went up north. You saw The Lady from the Sea, an Ibsen play.
Yes, Henrik Ibsen. It's really an intriguing piece. It has all of the themes that are intertwined into his best-known realistic dramas, little echoes of Hedda Gabler, of Rosmer's Home, of A Doll's House. In this play, a woman is married to a man older than she. He is widowed, has had a happy marriage. She tells him that she's been in love with a man before, but that it's over. And he's bad news in every way. He's a drifter, he's a foreigner, he's committed a possible murder, but she's drawn to him, and she tells the husband that you must release me from my marriage vow so that I can choose. And he doesn't want to do this. He says, no, I have to protect you from this horrible man. And she says, you must. Eventually he does. And then, surprise, in that moment, she recognizes that her husband loves her, and she tells the other man he must go away. But it's not told in an entirely realistic style. The play is very poetic, very allegorical, and at the end you feel, I have seen the most splendidly brilliant performance of this play I will ever see in my life. And at the same time, it's a very flawed play. And that's one of my favorite things to do at the Shaw Festival, the way that they can take a play from a long time ago and just polish it up to perfection, to let you see it at its very, very best. And then there is so much to think about, talk about, enjoy subsequently. And that's The Lady from the Sea. And for those who are interested in the modern drama, interested in Ibsen, I just thought it was wonderful to see. And particularly the performance of Moya O'Connell in the leading role. Oh, she's sublime.
Well, one of the great things about the Shaw is they have a mission, and that mission is to present provocative theater that does exactly that, keeps you talking all the way home.
Beautifully directed by Meg Rowe, remarkable set by Camellia Koo, an unbalanced rock on the beach. Wonderful.
Mm. Few things are as wonderful as sets at the Shaw, and the same happened over at Pygmalion at the Festival Theater. Fabulous set, and the introduction of sound effects and modern technology. Our modern-day Henry Higgins uses an iPad to record voices and situations. Everyone who's ever fallen in love with Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady, this is the original. This is the play on which My Fair Lady's based, Pygmalion. And if one has never seen it, I can't imagine a better venue. Really, really different and clever use of multimedia. For example, we are treated to a BBC clip all about class in modern society. Most of us today, we think we pretend we live in a classless society, but that's absolutely not true.
We also like to pretend we're living in the social class that's above us.
Right. Amen to that.
Right.
Too. So, Pygmalion, can't recommend it enough. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.